4 HX mobile. That got me out of breath.
Exercise in this morning, right? Working at her bum.
Yeah, you had to reach over there and go all the way here. I put my 285 somehow. I've got two of them side by side.
In there twice, did you?
Yes, I don't know. I'm already in here. Well, when I got the radio, and I don't know what I've done. I must have touched something, and then it's in there two times now.
Double prepared, right?
I guess so. It's like saying things twice, repeating yourself, you know. This computer stuff, these radios, I guess I could. I downloaded the manual off the internet onto my phone, but for this radio, and I looked and I said, no, I'm not dealing with it. I can talk on it like it is.
I get into some of the digital stuff, and man, I tell you what, it is a chore, some of it, to get everything working right. And then no, most of the systems, you got to change something to get the next one to work with a different digital mode. It's just, it gets a little aggravating sometimes.
Any of that, it's, you know, now they bought me a radio. The kids got together and wife bought, about, I don't know, 3 years ago. They bought me a radio that I could keep down at the beach. It's a 70-something-hundred. It's a small little radio. It's a little, I guess it's a base. But anyway, I got a little power supply down there in that radio. And it's kind of a touch screen thing. And I got that thing. I said, holy crap, how in the world do you? So I had to get the guys that were I was talking to walk me through the menus of this thing to, you know, to operate it.
HF, where it's a 7300?
I think a 7300, I think, yeah.
Andrew uses one of those, and he really likes it. KO4CEF on here every morning. And so, if you have any questions about it, he's got to ask. I don't know anything about it. I don't have one of them.
I got it. Problem is, when I go to the beach, I got to use it, and I'm like, okay. I got it where I turn it on, and I'm like, what do I do here? It takes me a minute to get back into it. Like the clock, you know, I've got a radio. The clock just stays. I don't know what it is, but it just never quits. It's always, for 25 years, this radio's been, clock's been just on time. I don't know what the deal is with it. But the radio, the 7300, it's the clock. Every time I go there, the clock's, I got to reset the clock, so I did figure that part out, you know, on how to do that. But other than that, I don't mess with all the menus and stuff. N4A's Eddie.
Hopefully the internal battery's bad, needs to be replaced. But I don't know for sure. Everybody loves that little radio, though. So, I mean, it seems to be a good little radio. I just don't know nothing about it.
It's a good entry-level radio, I guess you would call it, because I think they sell them for like $1,000 or something, where, you know, a lot of these rigs, they get up there.
I bought the 991A as my first radio because it had 2 meter and 440 in it also.
I have this, another 7300, not, I think it's, I guess it's 6 to 160, I think, is it. I don't think it does anything else. And none of my other radios do either.
7300 is just HF. It's no UHF, VHF. But like I said, that's why I bought the 991A at the time. And I like it. I've learned to use it. But it does have a lot of touchscreen menus to get through, and lots of things to change around, so a lot of people don't like it because of that.
About what those are, I hadn't been a big radio guy as far as changing radios. I bought a, in 2000, I bought a, darn it, 756 Pro is what they called it. And it's a, it had too many buttons for me even then, you know, when I got it, because I'd come off of a Kenwood TS-820, which was, you know, you tuned and loaded. It had a pair of tubes in it. It had a, what was it, 12BY7 driving, driving to 6146s. You had to, you actually had to tune. It was a little amplifier inside your radio itself. You had to tune it, too.
I don't know nothing about all that. Before my time.
Which, I mean, today's radios are the way to go. They're simple, you know. You, even the 756 I got, it's, you just turn it on and you don't have to do any tuning. It's all transistor, which was, you know, kind of odd, but it then you get used to it. But now they're doing all these transistor amps, which make it a lot easier on people, too.
There again, I don't have any amplifier. Well, I do have one 2-meter amplifier, but that's about it. I don't have any HF. Been looking at getting one, but just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. Don't get on HF enough to where I can really justify it.
HF's a different animal. I mean, it's changed a lot. It's, I know this 2-meter is super organized. It's everybody's nice. It's, you get on HF and you start finding the idiots.
I don't know, man. I didn't get into the hobby to be dealing with, avoid it. If there's going to be problems, I don't need it. I got enough of those in my life.
You know, HF's just, is strange. It's compared to this. The difference is night and day. Now, we got groups, a group of us that meet in the mornings usually, and I don't make it a lot of the time. Then we meet in the evenings, and they're all over the United States and with the HF, and, you know, you guys call it simplex, you know, just line of sight, bouncing the signals. But it's different times of days on different bands, you know, you talk different places. But the group we talk with is a good group of guys. We don't, you know, there's no nonsense or anything, but you get a lot of these idiots that were, I don't know, there's a frequency on 40 meters, 70, whatever, 100, where all the derelicts stay and cuss and just raise Cain.
Not too.
The upper end up there, we stay down at the bottom, you know, the 7 dot, low 1.5s in that area, 1.6s somewhere. You keep some of them away, you know, but up further, there's a lot of crap up there, up near the top of the band, maybe where you're talking about.
Pull through from time to time, and I'll listen, but I don't ever get involved, and I'm just like, why would you want to get on here and just act like this?
Dating with each other, cussing each other. I don't know how, I do not understand how they managed to do that and get away with it.
Not sure. I just avoid it. I don't need, like I said, I don't need those headaches.
KB2H access.
4A's Eddie.
Morning, Dave. Hope you're having a merry new Christmas Eve.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got to run out here about 8 o'clock. I got to go throw a heat strip in real quick and come back to the house. Man, what happened? I left the door wide open. You said something about headaches, and then I popped on. And you didn't make a comment about me? Oh, my goodness. Good morning. I figured you'd call me a major headache or something. I don't know. Good morning.
I was trying to be nice.
Good morning. I heard you guys talking from a distance. I turned the radios on early today. I'm trying to find, I don't know if you guys know the frequency on the HF band. I think somebody sets up Christmas Island or something, or there's a Santa frequency somewhere. Are you guys familiar with that?
I'm sorry, Devil. Do it again, Patrick.
I'm sorry, I don't know that one, Dave.
I don't know what frequency they do that on. It depends on the time of day.
I'm going to come out and make cookies this morning, so I was going to dial it up on the HF radio and, you know, wow, I'm with, oh, yeah, Santa Claus.
There is I've heard that before, the Christmas Island. I want to think it's on 40 meters.
Okay, I'm on 20 right now. I need to dial down. I'll dial through when I get back. I got to run over just right in Greer here, about 10 minutes from my house. I'll throw a heat strip in real quick and come back, and I'll mess with it when I get back. But, I don't want to comment too much about 7.2, but, yeah, I stay away from that. I stay far away from that frequency.
That place is, I think it's in Australia, out in the Indian Ocean. It's a, what was that? Because I talked to them before.
Since I've been on it, I'm going to try and find it today and see if I can't. Maybe I have to do a search online or something.
I know it depends on the time of day when they're doing it. If they're doing it all day long, you can bounce around from, heck, from 20 to 40 to... I forget. I'm sorry, Dave. I forget.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. No big deal. I'm going to be out and about anyway. In fact, I'm going to hang the mic up here real quick, let you guys continue. I'm going to go get myself ready and get the car warmed up. I just want to get this done early today. I promised these people, and I finally got the part in yesterday, so want to get it done. Go ahead, Patrick. Why don't you pick it up once? KB2H, XS.
Reminded me about that. I may try to our family Christmas party this afternoon. I may try to take my radio with me and let the kids talk to Santa Claus.
Christmas Island thing, doggone it. But, Merry Christmas there, Dave. This is Dude, N4AZE.
Yeah, I don't know if we spoke before, but Merry Christmas to you folks, both of you guys out there. I'll be on and off the radio throughout the day and probably tomorrow, you know, because tomorrow we do our Christmas Eve where everybody comes over. We, you know, we have a big meal here. Then tomorrow we just kind of, we open a few gifts and that's it. That's all we do. We sit around drinking our hot chocolate and watching TV and kind of doing nothing. But anyway, good to talk to you both. I'll be back on from the mobile here probably about 30 minutes or so. We'll catch you guys later. KB2HXS and the other gentleman, I'm sorry, I didn't get your call. Go ahead and pick it up.
No problem. Just Dude. That's all. I don't write calls down anymore. I don't remember anybody's call. I just go by their name. So, Merry Christmas there, Dave. That's the same thing we do. We get together tonight or late this afternoon. We'll stay through the night and do the family thing. That's good people are doing that. You know, I've heard you and your son meet in the morning. I think that's cool. But anyway, go ahead and do what you're doing. We'll talk to you in a little bit. N4AZE.
I'll talk to you later. KO4HK.
What I talked about a year ago or so, something like that. They do the little expeditions, you know.
There was a double there, but Dude won out, so pause right here and come on back in, double.
Help me. No, I was saying I don't have a son that I talk to in the morning. You may be confusing me with somebody, but no problem, Dude. Have a good day. KB2HX has gone.
Morning. It meets with his son. He sounds just like Dave.
To think, it's not coming to me right away.
I don't know if I ever got his name, but I know he meets with his son in the mornings a lot of times. They talk for a few minutes.
W4FCM.
Sounded like Dave to me. That's who I thought it was.
What? To take my mobile rig over there and set it up to see if I can't get in into the Christmas thing for the kids. Might be fun. Yeah, my dad's side of the family gets together. Not sure he'll be there. He's still mad and can't get his happy pants put back on.
Well, maybe in time he'll have a change of heart.
Day. We'll see.
Family that you made, so you stick with them. I'm the only one left out of my family. My sisters and parents and all are gone. I was the youngest, but I'm the only one left. But I still got a lot of family that, you know, when I met Vicky back in the 70s, that's where we began. Trust had totally cooled.
Well, my mom and stepdad and my brother, they're all gone. And then my dad's still here, but like I said, we don't talk. Hadn't talked in 2 years. And then I got a stepbrother. Never hear nothing out of him. I try calling, he never answers. So I just don't mess with it. That's the way they want to be. That's the way they can be. Like I said earlier, I got enough problems in my life. I don't need to invite any more in.
Your own family in North Carolina.
They don't live that far from me. But I don't know what their deal is.
Keep on keeping on. We go to my youngest brat's house tonight, and she lives up on top of Big Hill. Both of them do. We're all within 7 minutes from each other. We're all kind of in a triangle. We just stay close together, and so we meet at each other different houses, you know. But both of them are up on Big Hills, where it'd be a great place to have an antenna.
Remote station up there and start working it remotely.
Up on almost like on a mountain, she bought a bunch of property I guess you almost call it Dacusville or something, but anyway, it's she's way up high on a built her house up on top of the hill, and it's you can see over everything, the mountains and all that stuff. So that'd be a great place to put. I ought to put a remote tower up there or something one day.
My son, he lives up on top of Jeter Mountain, which is the top of the mountain is above 3,500 feet, and I'm down at 2,500 feet. So he's got at least 1,000 feet of elevation on me, and he just a few miles from the house.
Great, Jeff, because I'm where I am here, we're kind of on a hill too here, but not that much. We're, I think we're 1,200 feet thereabouts, 1,250 maybe, sea level. So, and we see the mountains and all, like, Caesar's Head and all that from the house. So, I get out pretty good on HF. I just use a wire. I've never done a beam or any of that. I've always just done my own wires, you know.
That's all I've got for HF is a wire, but I know people like to use their HF beams, and I just don't have room for that.
The interest in them, you know, I never was a big DXer or whatever you call it, contest. I never did a contest or any of that. As a matter of fact, when the contest comes on, we just kind of stay off.
I'm the same way. I'm not just to get in there, make a contact, signal, report, and move on. No thanks.
Exactly what it is. You hit it on the head. It's 5-9, and that's it. That's all you hear. You know, you call sign 5-9, you go to the next one. That's all they do. I don't know. What do they get? A coffee cup or something if they win?
We just get a little plaque or award, something. I don't know. But, dude, I have arrived here at my location, so I'm going to say 7-3 for now and deal with this, and then I'll be back here in a little while. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3. Merry Christmas.
Catch you later, Pat. I'm going to run up run up to the radio room and say good morning to the guys, Merry Christmas and all that. And I will be back down here in a little bit. Maybe we'll catch you on here. If we don't, Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you next time. N4AZE.